Welcome back to Charlottesville This Week. I'm your host, Marcello Rolando, and I have as guests this morning two of the three co-founders of the Charlottesville for Reasonable Health Insurance, CRHI, Ian Dixon and Carl Quist. Ian, you know, all the things that Carl was telling us about, it seems like every time Optima Health sort of threw out an excuse, you guys debunked it. Are they still giving you a hard time? Are you still able to meet with them, communicate with them, reason with them, whatever you're trying?
We don't have an open dialogue with Optima. We have a very open channel with the Bureau of Insurance in Richmond and the commissioner, Commissioner White. So we're continuing to have conversations with the Bureau as we continue to find more data, more proof that these rates are completely unjustified.
And you know, Ian, I'm glad you mentioned them because they were my next question. I don't know that everyone knows, well, we know there is a Bureau of Insurance, okay? But how does that usually function? I mean, how does it control? What's its role in setting insurance rates, and what's its usual process or procedure? What have you discovered in that you can share with us in case we have to go to the Bureau of Insurance in Richmond?
Well, the role of the Bureau of Insurance in this particular process is to review and approve the rate filings that the insurers submit every year. So every year, well in advance, starting in May of this year, the insurers were making their filings for 2019. And the Bureau of Insurance has actuaries on staff that review the filings. They're reviewing them for a number of things. They're reviewing them for compliance with both state and federal laws. They're reviewing the assumptions for reasonableness. And so in this particular case, the rates that Optima submitted, you know, it's obviously our contention that they made a misjudgment. They made a mistake in approving these rates that literally tripled, and as we dug into them, were unsupported by the underlying costs in this market.
So, Carl, how did Charlottesville, how do we find ourselves as we speak in a situation geographically and financially that a monopoly of our health insurance is possible? What is that about? Nobody else wants to have an office here?
That's a great question. And Charlottesville is not the only monopoly market in the country. There are a large number of those throughout the country. What makes Charlottesville unique is we have the dubious distinction of having the highest rates in the country. But Charlottesville was not always a monopoly market. We've had insurers that have come and gone from this market, but that really changed in 2017. Previously, Charlottesville had another insurer, Anthem, in our market. Anthem in 2017, in response to some of the changes that the administration had made, undermining the Affordable Care Act, introducing uncertainty in the market, Anthem pulled out of the state of Virginia in the individual market. They announced that they were withdrawing from all of their markets in Virginia, citing the uncertainty that was being created by the administration. And at the same time, Optima had filed to come into the market. So that essentially left Charlottesville with just Optima. And after Anthem withdrew, Optima revised its filings and substantially increased its rates, nearly doubled its rates from its earlier filing for Charlottesville. So it was pretty clear to us that they saw an opportunity where they went from being in a competitive market to being a monopoly where they would have 100% share of the market. They raised their prices accordingly.
Wow. Ian, what should we expect in 2019 from you guys, from Optima, from ourselves? What's 2019 look like?
So yeah, for a large portion of this year, that's kind of occupied a lot of our energy. We've been concerned about what 2019 would look like. We had a major breakthrough in the summer when Anthem said that they were going to return to our market and most markets in Virginia. Their rates in 2019 are going to be approximately 45% less than the rates that Optima is charging in 2019. Still more than the rates we were paying in 2017, but still a massive relief for a lot of people who are going to see a major reduction in 2019. 2018 rates from Optima really priced out a lot of people who don't qualify for subsidies and our hope is that the considerably lower rates that Anthem is offering in 2019 will bring most of those people back in, or at least give them the option to take those plans.
And I just want to spell that name so people can find it on Google or whatever. A-N-T as in Tom, H as in Harry, E-M is
right.
A re-entering into the market and is obviously, as with most competition, will have an impact on the cost of health insurance. I don't know if there are any short answers or even short questions to what you guys are doing, but it's certainly impressive that we have citizens in Charlottesville who saw a problem, who came together, and you're doing something about it. I mean, how much can you give yourself any credit for what's making them come back, if not you?
You know, it's hard to say. Mm-hmm. Anthem obviously thinks it makes business sense to come into the market. Certainly, when they saw what Optima did,
mm-hmm.
I think it was clear to Anthem that they could come in with a much better price and still be profitable.
Exactly.
And so we're happy to have them back in. I think there were some changes that the Bureau of Insurance made to the process, to the filing process for insurers, in response to what happened this last
mm-hmm.
year,
mm-hmm.
that made it more advantageous for Anthem to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think Anthem felt that they could enter this market with a competitive rate.
Exactly.
And they could, because they were so much lower than Optima,
sure,
they could come right in and have a decent market.
An immediate response, absolutely. All right, we're going to take another short break. Stay with us. We have one more segment to go with Ian Dixon and Carl Quist, who are two of the co-founding members of the Charlottesville for Reasonable Health Insurance, CRHI. Stay with us. We'll be right back.